Well, seems like I've been up here enough today. But I am thrilled and blessed. And I had to think of these words that was sitting here and thinking of all of us. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and which fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I was blessed with that, just thinking about that. And then he goes on and says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season ye be in heaviness through manifold temptation. If need be, ye be in heaviness through manifold temptation. Why? That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So, when I think of that, of the great work that the Lord has done, and His wonderful work, and, you know, so often I have to think, if it would not have been for Jesus Christ hanging on the cross and shedding His blood for you and I, if it would not have been for Him redeeming my soul, well, yes, let's just stay with that. If it would not have been for Christ shedding His blood, none of us would be here. The precious blood of Christ and His marvelous work in redeeming our souls. So we'd like to again just sing a song of thanksgiving, a song that has meant a lot to us, that we, some of you heard it yesterday or whatever it was, but we'd like to sing it again. I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation. Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning, to touch all the nail prints in His feet and His hands. One morning at daybreak, a crowd slowly gathered. They were walking my Lord up, O Calvary's hill. So sad was the scene that the bird touched their singing. Like a lamb He was hung, His Father's own will. I want to thank Jesus for the plan of salvation. Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning, to touch all the nail prints in His feet and His hands. To touch all the nail prints in His feet and His hands.
Just, I'm sure everybody's wondering, they did find the child, and since it's testimony time, I'm just going to share a testimony. We were all gathered there, and we said, Brother Mel said, let's pray. And so we prayed, and as soon as about this amen was said, we found that somebody came back and said, we found it. So glory to Jesus.
God is not dead, is He? He's alive, and He hears our cry. Amen. Well, We want to thank Jesus, but we'd like to again sing a song. A lot of you weren't here, but a song that has been requested. A song that has been requested about this Jesus that we sang the other evening before Brother Daniel's message on the little boy. I'd like to sing that. And I'd like for you to follow. I'd like for you to follow with your mind as we sing these words, and just, if you can, with me, as I'm always so thrilled with the finished work of Christ at the cross, and what it really does, it takes Daniel's message there, and it kind of puts it into a song. And we like to sing that at this time, just to again come back to realizing who our Lord was and how different our God in heaven thinks than what we do at times. In bringing the greatest man that ever lived on the face of this earth into this earth in such a humble way. Just a little boy from a carpenter's shop.
The little boy from the carpenter's shop.
His mother a virgin,
raised in a carpenter's shop.
His people were slaves, his parents were poor, his friends were lowly lost.
His chances in life were very slim. He's expected to be a slave, but people in darkness saw light in him and hope of freedom he gave.
All of the powers in heaven and earth God had invested in him.
He's to die on a cross, descend into hell, meet the devil and take the keys from him. He yielded himself to the death on the cross, cried, "It's finished," and slumped to die. In the regions of hell, the devil celebrated, "We've destroyed the king," he cried. In the midst of the celebration, footsteps were heard, walking the corridors of hell. Then the shouting stopped as a voice rang out, a voice that rang like a bell. Satan trembled as he recognized him who had come to deliver his own. "Shut and lock the gate," he cried, "don't let him ascend to his throne." Then the gate swung shut in the face of the king, to prove his salvation untrue. But he shook hell's gate, and he cried, "Lift up your heads, the king is coming through."
Then out of the devil's prison house came a procession, led by the king, shouting, "Now, O grave, where is thy victory and death? Where is thy sting?"
"Who is this King of glory?"
"The Lord God mighty in battle is he."
"Who is this King of glory?"
"The Master of hosts, of heaven supreme."
"Who is this King of glory?"
"The one that not even death could stop. He is the King of glory."
The little boy from the carpenter's shop.
The little boy from the carpenter's shop. The little boy from the carpenter's shop.
The little boy from the carpenter shop. You know, when we really look out over this world and we see all the different religions that are out there, if you travel to India, and especially that, you think of Indonesia, and there we come in amongst some Buddhists and some Muslims and different religions. When you go to India, you come into a lot of Hindus, a lot of Muslims, a lot of Sikh religions, a lot of different religions that all have their certain direction, there are certain things that they believe, their gods they worship. But we all know that there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It's in the name of our Lord Jesus, that one that was a little boy from the carpenter shop, that rose up to be the Savior of the world.
There is no other name,
there is no other name
under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
There is
no other name,
there is
no other name. Every tongue will confess of the blessed name of Jesus.
There is one who can heal the diseases of the body.
There is one who can heal the diseases of the soul.
Others try to pretend that they have this kind of power, but there's no other name that we really need to know.
There is
no other name.
There is
no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
There is
no other name.
There is
no other name. Every tongue will confess of the blessed name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord we have found complete redemption.
In the name of the Lord we have hope beyond the grave. And there's only one name to be sure we're bound for heaven. And there's only one name with the awesome power to save.
There is
no other name.
There is
no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
There is
no other name.
There is
no other name. Every tongue will confess of the blessed name of Jesus.
There is
no other name.
There is
no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
There is
no other name.
There is
no other name. Every tongue will confess of the blessed name of Jesus. There is no other name.
Amen. There is no other name given among men. No matter what they tell you in all these lands and all their religions. But it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we are saved, and alone in that name.
We have a song here that we'd like to have the little girls sing.
I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Here's a song that we've sang a few times as a family. One of the boys that came to their minds this morning as we were sitting here, and he wrote it down. So we're going to try and sing it, a song that has meant something, meant a lot to us. And I think it would identify with a lot of our testimonies, especially those testimonies of some of you that have been sharing this week. I think this song would identify a lot. And especially for myself, all the seekings and searchings we went through to find the answers that were crying out in our hearts, the questions that were answers for the questions that were crying out in our hearts.
Once life was dark with endless questions, fear and despair went o'er my head. There was no reason to go on living till Christ reached out and touched my hand. He led me out of a life of bondage. He showed me sin, I must confess. He gently whispered, I am the answer. My blood will cleanse and set you free. Jesus lives, oh hallelujah. Jesus lives within my heart. He has broken every shackle. I'm free, I'm free. I know he lives. I bowed my head, my heart was burdened. I had no peace, my soul was dark. I cried, oh Jesus, oh Lord, please hear me. I just can't make it all by myself. And though I'll never, oh, I will never forget the day he set me free. Gone were my heartaches, gone my confusion, and in their place were peace and joy. Jesus lives, oh, hallelujah. Jesus lives within my heart. He has broken every shackle. I'm free, I'm free, I know he lives. My Jesus lives, oh hallelujah. Does he live within your heart? He wants to work and work inside you and set you free to live for him.
Amen. He wants. My Jesus lives, oh hallelujah. Does he live within your heart? He wants to move and work inside you and set you free to live for him.
The next song we want to sing is a song about broken things. And what impresses me in this song is to see how different times in the Bible we see examples of how God was glorified through a small, seemingly insignificant thing that was broken and made usable for his glory. And if you think about it, in every one of the examples that we'll sing about in this song, there were people who were sneering at the idea that that could be a usable thing in God's hands. But in every one of the instances, there was amazing victory through a small thing that was broken and used in God's hand.
A sunlit sea, a hungry crowd, a few small fish and broken bread, an upward glance of blessing prey, and multitudes were fed. Take me, Lord, my will I give to thee. Break me, Lord, and set my spirit free. Even though I cannot understand how broken things become a blessing in your hand.
A woman alone, a broken heart.
You know, that whole idea of something being broken before it's useful is utterly contrary to this earthly life. It's otherworldly. It comes from another kingdom. Brother Moses spoke about the two kingdoms. That whole concept of having to break something before it's of any use comes from heaven. It's not earthly. And what a blessing as we go through the scriptures and find out in those different accounts the usefulness in God's hands from something that is simply broken. May we, as His children, know what that is. Another song that we have sang from time to time, we're kind of just picking out some favorites. We didn't have a lot of time for practice here and getting ready for this, almost none at all. Late last night, we went home and pretty much went straight to bed with me having the message. And so bear with us a little bit. We're a little bit mixed up here, but it doesn't matter. We want to give glory to God. A challenge that we have for all of us here we'd like to sing is a song that we sang some about another part of that heavenly kingdom that's so opposite from the way we think. The first line is this: He that would be greatest must become the least. So let's think of those words as we go through that. We who are stronger must hold up the weak. We want to sing that song here just to, again, remind us of our need for humbling ourselves and being here for one another.
He that would be greatest must become the least. We who are stronger must hold up the weak. We must serve with humility before we wear the crown of royalty. Our Lord washed the feet of men, then said, do the same. And when we do, we're lifting up His name. Willing servants, that's what we must become. Willing servants, just like the Father's Son. He taught us by example to give unselfishly. Willing servants we must be. There's no room to glory but only in His cross, dying
ambitions lost. Break us, Father, just like broken bread, so lots of hungry people can be fed. Let us be like vessels pouring out to those in need. And when we do, Father will be pleased. Willing servants, that's what we must become. Willing servants, just like the Father's Son. It's all a fine example to give unselfishly. Willing servants we must be. It's all a fine example to give unselfishly. Willing servants we must be.
In all the songs that we sang, it builds up to a certain point, as we sang in the beginning about thanking Jesus, and then the little boy from the carpenter's shop, who Jesus Christ is and what he has done. And then as we continued on, our testimonies, how life was dark, and then building up to broken things and willing servants. I believe as we begin to see the need of being willing servants, and as we break our hearts before God, and He makes us what we need to be willing servants, there's going to begin to well up within our hearts a desire to be involved in the Lord's work, to move forward, to be more than just redeemed and saved children of God, but to be soldiers and to be moving forward in the kingdom of God. In the last song we sang, it talks about, well, the cry goes out, break us, Father, just like broken bread, so lots of hungry people can be fed. As that, if that is our cry, we are going to be looking for places to be broken bread. The world is needing Jesus Christ today, and there are soldiers needed. The last song we want to sing is talking about the soldier who is desiring to go, but he's waiting on God to lead him. And he goes to God with the Word of God, and he comes to God crying out, "You said," and he's bringing back to God the promises that God gave us. And that's the next song. We're just coming back to God, saying, "God, you said..."
You said, "Ask and you will receive. Whatever you need, you said, your will I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land. You said, your glory will fill the earth, like water the sea. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is near. And I'll give the nation to you, O Lord." That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us. You said, "Your glory will fill the earth, like water the sea." You said, "Lift up your eyes, the harvest is here, the kingdom is near." You said, "Ask and I'll give the nations to you, O Lord." That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises.
Promised us, ask and you shall receive. Ask and I'll give the nations to you. Are we asking? Are we going forth with the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are we ready and willing to go? Are we just here waiting for the door to open? And are we willing then to go and forsake our comfort for the sake of the gospel, to a people that have never heard? God bless you.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.